Yeah, it is Joseph.
Okay, so I'll start at like 20 seconds. So today's podcast, I'm gonna ask you some things. You know, you hit a mortal yesterday, right?
Yeah.
What a guy. I'm gonna ask you a few things about that. You know, tips for people who are older than you and a lot worse than you.
Oh, all right.
Because they're like 99.9% of the player base is worse than you. So, welcome back to the AIE podcast. Today we are joined by Joseph.
Good morning. Hello.
Morning. It's 8:30. I asked him to be on 8:30, and the commitment by our viewers. Thank you, Joseph. So, tell our viewers, Joseph. So today we're going to be talking about kind of improvement and Valorant, especially, and why we should listen to you. So, Joseph, what rank are you right now?
I just hit Immortal one. I'm probably Immortals, but I hit it.
That's top 18,000.
I think it's top 20,000 actually.
Top 20. And Joseph, how old are you?
I'm 13 right now.
He's 13. You, 25-year-olds listening and above, or anyone older than 13, you should feel disappointed, including myself. I'm literal gold 3. This guy's immortal. So, Joseph, before I used to play with you a lot, like a good amount, and you know, do you think that you playing at the lower ranks helped you improve, or do you think that ranks you felt like, whoa, like there's a big difference?
When I first started Valorant, that was almost 2 years ago. I just got my PC. I haven't played any games before, and playing in the lower ranks, it gave me time to improve my mechanics in playing FPF, sorry, FPS games in general. Regarding the difference between a lower rank and a higher rank, I think if you look at one player, there's going to be a big difference because to climb from a lower to higher rank, you need to kind of see and achieve a slow improvement of different mechanics like timing, positioning, movement, and aim in general as well. And these mechanics, while not only being just playing the game, it would be also to know callouts on the map and being able to give information to your team using utility.
Okay. Great answer. Next thing I want to ask was, do you think, obviously, at one point, I don't know if you're still on this team. You were on this team, you had montages on Instagram.
I think no, I don't. I'm not in that team anymore. I had to leave that team because very quickly, suddenly, it got really toxic being there. So I felt like it was best for me to stay away from teams for a while. I still haven't joined the new team yet.
Guys, if you want to sign someone 13, young up and comer. Next thing I want to ask was that before we used to play, you were considered at times a little toxic. Do you think that as you improve, your toxicity has gone down?
This is a bit of a weird story. So when I first started playing Valorant, it wasn't because of my own interest in it. It's because like almost kind of peer pressure. All of my friends at the time who I could, contact online were all playing Valorant, and I was curious as to what it was. So I got on and I mostly played with Javi. And
Oh, Javi, we love
at
that guy.
that time though, he was I was new to FPS games. I didn't really know what toxicity was. And having started playing around Javi, who at that time could have been considered toxic, I feel like that kind of rubbed off on me. But I
Okay.
definitely do think that as you grind, you start to learn the importance of keeping your cool.
So the next thing I want to ask was that you've just hit Immortal. Is your goal to hit Radiant this season, or are you looking just to like stay Immortal, look for Radiant in the near future, or is it like you want to hit Radiant like?
Immortal has been something I've been grinding for quite some time now. When I first started Valorant, I looked at the ranks. When I saw Immortal, I decided that's the rank I want to hit one day. And I feel like now that I've hit that rank, I'm definitely going to want to maintain that rank. But regarding grinding for Radiant, I think I would kind of have that greed later in the future. But as of now, I feel like I almost feel accomplished in playing Valorant now.
Yeah, insane at 13, you hit Immortal. It's crazy. The next thing is, what do you think is holding back most people? Like, because I know a lot of people say that, like, have good aim, but like their team's holding them back. But what do you think the real reason a lot of people are like getting held back?
A lot of it's blame, actually. That's what also got me out of lower ranks. I was able to blame myself, keep myself accountable. And there's also not just blaming your teammates, but blaming the wrong mechanic in your gameplay. A lot of people I've met along the months and year I've played Valorant, most of the time they said that it was purely their aim keeping them back, when really it was their aim was actually decent, and it was mostly their, what, let's say, their timing, where they would run at the wrong time, or their positioning. They would just take a tight angle that no one could hit. I feel like that kind of blaming just pure aim or pure positioning, it would really hold you back in trying to improve your other aspects, and it'd leave you with like one max stat, but the rest are really not good.
Of course. So the next thing is, what do you think was the hardest rank to climb out of? Of course you're an Immortal player, but you've had to go through so many ranks. What do you think was like the one your heart stuck at the longest?
Okay, so Diamond I've been stuck at for like three acts. So while I've had a harder time in other ranks, it's the longest I've been in one rank for three acts, right? But it wasn't necessarily hard playing in that rank. So to answer your question, if the longest I've been in a rank is like just Diamond, one, two, three, and finally I've hit Immortal. But the hardest rank for me was that kind of climb in between gold and plat. Because if you're going through silver and you've just hit gold and you're climbing through that gold rank, one, two, three, it's when you hit that plat, you feel kind of freed from Elo hell, but it only gets worse from there. Plat is not much better. It kind of, in plat, it's that same kind of ego in gold, but they're actually kind of good. And
I see, I see.
yeah.
Okay. So Joseph, what do you think is like what do you see like a diamond player doing that you didn't consistently see like plat players doing or golden plats? Like you saw like you had to adapt. Like what things did they do that like holy, this is like super different from what I'm seeing plat goals are doing?
Okay, I think to for this question, I'm not gonna look at their mechanics in playing, because if you want to hit Diamond, you're gonna have to have that kind of general improvement in everything. But the biggest difference was, I guess, speculation. So in other ranks, what I saw was when a teammate died or saw someone, they would kind of call out only that position, like they're stuck there as if. But in Diamond, and not always, but this is the biggest call-out difference I saw, they would tell you what could have happened as well. So let's say that the map is bind and your teammate saw someone in backside. In Diamond, they would also say, let's say, could be triple box, could be U-Haul. And it's really helpful to have that call out from your teammates so that you're not lost anymore when you're trying to be on site.
So, Joseph, like, what was I gonna say? Do you duo queue or like stack with people, or do you just regularly solo queue?
I say that from the beginning I've been only a solo queue, but I have duo queued with, like, let's say, Javi, or trioed with James and like Tomas and Javi and
But now,
my friends.
when you're
But
immortal.
right now I had a duo. We played for like two games, but it really only feels right in combat at least, for me to play solo queue.
Okay.
Because then I can see my own improvement, what's different in each game.
So, do you warm up before you play, or like when you get off, do you like do something?
So something different or special.
Yeah, like DMs before the game, or like range, or whatever you do.
I have my game on before I play. So I leave my game on for, let's say, 15 minutes, and I just like lie down for a bit, relax. And when I finally get on, I stretch my whole body, kind of warm myself up, not like physically in the game, but like, real life. And I don't really do deathmatch that often. I just go into the range and get warmed up, because in deathmatches, I feel like my self-esteem goes down.
Okay.
Because if I can't hit easy shots, or if I get killed behind, that kind of stresses me out. And I don't want to play comp that day. But my sort of getting warmed up and awake is kind of in-game. So it's like pistol round, second round, third round. That's where I kind of wake up to play comp.
So you physically warm up, though, before. Like, you turn on 15 minutes and then you lie down, kind of.
Yeah. And then I get up, I stretch my legs, my arms, so that I can kind of move without being stiff.
Whoa. Great tips. You should be listening to the Immortal. He's 13. 13. When do you turn 14, Joseph? Don't need the date, but just like in how many months?
Just December, so in 8 months.
This guy, in 8 months, he could hit Radiant by then. Not putting pressure, which is good. But, Joseph, the last thing I wanted to ask was that, what do you think is like, I asked this a little earlier, but just specifically, what is one key tip you have kind of generally for people who are learning to climb and who are like, whoa, this is super tough? Because for you, you only started playing FPSs 2 years ago. How was it so quick to you to kind of, like, what was your tip for yourself that, like, pushed you and propelled you forward?
Don't listen to tutorials. I've seen a lot of YouTube videos where it's like, do VOD reviews, warm up this specific way. And while it can be helpful to finding your own way of improving, you need to find your own way of improving. And for me, that wasn't VOD reviews. That was keeping a focus on my body so I can be physically warmed up to play. I feel like a lot of what you see on YouTube is just kind of really general. But it's never kind of... well, the popular one, at least, they never show their own kind of warm-up so that new players, like me at that time, let's say around a year ago, for us to find our own warm-up to improve or some sort of routine.
That's a great tip. And sorry, not last question. This is the final question. Are skins aimbot?
Skins?
Yes.
This is a really weird thing I have. I bought skins for the first time, right? And yeah. I really felt my gameplay, well, not skyrocket, but it felt a lot better to play. But thing is, after a while, and you go back to like skins where it's like the default animations or like the default kill banner, where like, let's say Endeavor Collection, the skin on the gun itself looks different, but when the gunshots and like the kill banner is default, it feels like you're having on a new skin, and it's kind of like a, well, if something feels different in your gameplay in a good way, it kind of, it's an improvement. You feel better and want to play.
Jeez, in 14 minutes, that's a lot of advice. Thank you, Joseph, for being on. Means a lot. I will probably have you on because this is the most informative podcast we've had. Do you have any final words you want to say to the listener?
Thank you for having me on. And last comment. Aside from purely dual queuing, try to solo queue sometimes so that you can see yourself improve.
Okay. Yeah. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Peace out, bangers, and bye, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Thanks, Joseph. Bye.